Well, the thing that I liked best, of course, was the Warpath. Now, that's the amusement part of it. What do they call them in the fairground today, the amusement section of it?
Midway?
In the Midway, yes. That was the Cotton Palace Midway, but we didn't call it Midway. That was no common everyday word. It was our Warpath for us. And, of course, we all made for the Warpath, and we, from time to time,
Why did you call it a Warpath?
I really don't know. I don't know. No one ever told me why, and I didn't ask. But that was the name of it. Each year, for many years, we used to send up to Oklahoma and get the remnants of the Waco Indian tribe and bring them down. They'd camp on the Cotton Palace ground, and they'd have entertainments for us, Indian ceremonial dances and all that, and all their costumes and regalia. In fact, in the Texas collection, to this day, there are numbers of pictures there of these Waco Indians camped at the Cotton Palace. I remember on the Warpath, one of the favorite shows was Haba Haba the Fire Eater, and we used to go down and watch old Haba Haba, the same man for many years, and eat fire. And we couldn't understand how he could swallow that fire and breathe fire and smoke and not kill him. But we saw, of course, we rode the roller coasters and the merry-go-round, and we took in all the sideshows that they would let us in. Some of them they wouldn't let us in.